The following program is transcribed. Hedda Hopper's Diary, the intimate behind-the-scenes story of Hollywood great stars, revealed by Hedda Hopper.
Hello, everybody. This is Hedda Hopper. The other night, I was talking with Bob Hope about Ernie Pyle. Bob said, oh, that Ernie, what a terrific guy. A little guy, yes, but Hedda, why is it that God so often puts the biggest heart into the little fellows? Bob's right. And in my diary, there's more than one little guy with a big heart. Mickey Rooney, for example. It's going to be difficult for me to meet Mickey when he comes home. It's another case of a boy goes away, but a man returns. Yesterday, I dropped in at Metro. The big boys in the back room were having a private showing of one of the old Harvey family series. Personally, I think my blasé mogul friends wanted a private cry. I stuck my hat in just the point where Mickey was having a heart-to-heart with Judge Harvey. And this old heart of mine did a nip-up, too. That was Mickey Rooney the boy, the youngster with talent in every corpuscle, and more than his share of corpuscles. Mickey's ability to whip up laughter and tears made him number one boy at the box office. Remember Boytown? Young Tom Edison, the human comedy, and his last one, National Velvet. When war broke out, the rumor mongers went to work on Mickey. A vicious whisper claimed that studio politics were keeping Rooney out of the army. They didn't know that Mickey has a curvature of the spine. But when army physical standards were lowered, Mickey was popped into a GI uniform and has been serving ever since with a Jeep unit of entertainers. They've jeeped and they've jumped all over Europe. Incidentally, while Mickey's reputation made him the obvious star of his GI show, he casts himself behind the eight ball and winds up on his face in the finale and somebody else gets the girl. Mickey's written me quite often. His letters prove that Mickey the boy will never come back. It'll be Mickey the man. In one of his letters, he said, Hedda, being over here has been a liberal education. When I get home, I'm going to punch any guy in the nose who doesn't appreciate his home and what he's got. Another letter said, just imagine, I'm a father. Hush my mouth. Mickey really is mighty concerned with the problem of entertainment for the occupation troops. He insists that entertainment now is more important than it was during the terrible fighting days. Peace brought a letdown from the excitement. The fellows are no longer on the jump, and boredom is a terrible thing. It's closing in on these guys. So it was only natural that Mickey should wonder how the bond sales were going at home. I say wondering, he was worrying. Worrying that peace and unlimited gasoline would send us scooting off down the highway. That victory would make us forget the millions of kids staying on in Japan and Europe to safeguard our victory. Will America keep on buying bonds for these guys, asked Mickey. Will the mob at home hang on to the bonds they bought during the war? So money will be available for the best medical and hospital care and keep sending us U.S. old troops over. Well, I can't answer Mickey Rooney's question, but here's one individual hanging on to the bonds I bought and buying all the victory bonds I can afford. And, mister, let's not forget what the boys have done for us. And agree to buy more victory bonds than we did war bonds.
Thank you, Hedda Hopper, for opening up your diary. Now, this is Lou Crosby saying, victory bonds will bring our boys back sooner. Buy them now and keep them.